Welcome back to the podcast, Neither Here Nor There. I am Kelsey, and today I'm joined by two wonderful Nigerian ladies, Ifemelu and Auntie Uju. Today we will be talking about discrimination against hair that doesn't fit the American standard. Did you hear about the incident last year in 2018 where an 11-year-old black student at a private Roman Catholic school in Louisiana was asked to leave class? On her first day of school, the administrators told Faith her hair didn't align with their school policy, resulting in her spending a lot of money to change her hair. When she returned to the school, the administrator said her braided hair extensions still violated school rules. This incident came after CJ Stanley, a black 6-year-old boy, was sent home on his first day of school because he had dreadlocks. This happened the week before Faith's incident. Both of these kids and their families were extremely upset and disappointed about these situations. What are your guys' feelings on these stories about discrimination against hair?
These are very unfortunate circumstances. I am angry and upset that these young children would have to go through this kind of discrimination. Since they are young, they are vulnerable to think that their culture does not align with American customs and society. Instead of punishing them for their hair, school officials and teachers should be encouraging these students to have whatever hairstyle because it is a form of self-expression.
I agree with Ifemelu. No child or person, black or white, should have to go through what these children had to go through. It is 2019 and we're talking about America. There should be no discrimination still present. These children are allowed to change their hair if they feel like they need to, but should not be forced to fit into the American customs.
I agree. This is no way to raise our children in this country. We should be promoting individuality and not forcing everyone to be the same. Have you guys ever personally had a similar discriminatory experience?
Yes, I experienced a similar discriminatory experience after I passed my medical exams and began interviewing for residency. I was told there are no doctors in America with braided hair, and since you're in a country that's not your own, you should do what you have to do to succeed. As soon as I found out I passed my medical exams, I immediately knew I had to take out my braids and relax my hair so I wouldn't be considered unprofessional.
I also had a similar experience. However, it was a voluntary practice. I had an important job interview, and Auntie Uju and one of my friends convinced me that it would be better for me to straighten my natural hair.
Wow, that is very unfortunate. I'm so sorry you guys had to go through those experiences. What resulted from those experiences? Did you guys change your hair when you felt pressured to?
I had to. Life had been made hard enough by having to prepare and pass all of my medical exams over again. I needed to do what I had to do to get in my residency. I was already facing an uphill battle, and since my hair was something I could fix easily, I did it.
What about you, Ifemelu? Did you change your hair?
I did change my hair. I bought relaxer, but it barely did anything to my afro. I followed it up by going to a professional hairdresser, and she put more relaxer on. That time, it burned my scalp. I remember that after the whole process, the hairdresser complimented me on my newly straightened hair, and I will never forget her words. She said that my hair had a quote-unquote white girl swing to it. When I left the salon, I felt sad because a part of myself was killed by those chemicals. That part of my identity was gone. However, I ended up doing very well with my job interview, but I wonder if it was because my hair was straight and not in its God-given halo of hair.
From what I have read from your blogs, Ifemelu, it seems like you have been through a lot with your hair. What do you personally consider to be good hair?
I personally consider quote-unquote good hair to be natural. Hair that has only been touched by natural products and worked with using natural methods. But I also believe that good hair should be defined by what an individual is confident in. For example, if a woman is more confident in straightening her hair, then more power to her.
What are some hair care recommendations you guys have for our listeners who have the same type of hair like you do?
After my incident with relaxers and burning my scalp, I realized that I would rather be in my natural hair. One of my favorite products is the Hair Now Now Hair Serum that revitalizes your scalp, repairs any damages, and makes your natural hair longer and smoother. The second product I use is Dr. Miracle's Feel It formula that can be used for relaxed, braided, or natural afro hair. It builds the scalps and hair roots, helping you grow strong, shiny, and longer hair. My favorite and easiest thing to do is sleep in my silk wrap.
I use many products and wear silk wraps when I sleep, but since I'm older than Ifem, I use Afro Dragon, an oil that grows your hair quickly and is highly effective against receding hairlines and balding. Since I relax my hair, I also use shea butter, which moisturizes the hair and prevents hair breakage. It also has anti-inflammatory properties, reduces scalp irritation, and heals the hair.
Well, thank you guys for being a part of the podcast. Hopefully we can do this again soon.
It was a pleasure to talk to you about this.
Thank you for having us.
If you liked our podcast today, make sure to share it. Tune in next week for an interview with the hairstylist, Aisha, for her tips and tricks on how to style Nigerian hair.